This week's mailbag comes to us from Sarah from Facebook. Lisa, oh my goodness, I just completed my list of things I needed to get done this week. I feel so happy and proud of myself right now. This is the first time I have done this since getting my Sunday basket in March of this year. By no means have I mastered this yet. But if you are struggling with this great idea and process but feel you aren't getting it, work through a Sunday basket replay on the day that works for you. You can do it. Thank you so much for your feedback, Sarah. Congratulations. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Today, I want to talk to you about how I ditched my to-do list and literally everything I ever want to do ends up on index cards. I know, it sounds like it totally would not work, but it totally does. And I'm going to talk to you about it in three different ways. First, I'm going to explain to you what I used to do and what my to-do list used to look like and why notebooks never worked for me, how I discovered index cards, and how I write absolutely every single thought I even have on an index card. Then I'm going to dive into the details, like what do you write on the index card, Lisa, and where does that index card go, and how does it end up on a non-to-do list to-do list? Like, I don't understand the process. I'll tell you the whole process after I explain about how you even make an index card. And then finally, I'm going to talk to you about my index card for the day. So how do I plan out tomorrow, today, and what goes specifically on that index card? So are you ready? All things index cards. Number one. One of the reasons why I love index cards is because they are so plentiful, and unlike post-it notes, which I used to use when I first did this system, they don't stick to anything. So when I would write a note on a post-it note, it might get stuck to another piece of paper, or you know, like that sock that gets stuck on a piece of clothing and gets lost in the laundry, my post-it notes would get lost. So that's why I use index cards. Also, index cards are ridiculously cheap. And I had bought so many for the kids for school and back to school that we had so many index cards around the house, I just started using them to use them up at first. And now I literally buy my index cards by the case when I go to Walmart. I go to Walmart and I get a dozen index cards. I just take the whole little holder up to the front and buy them all. So, and I do that a couple of times a year. I use a ridiculous amount of index cards. So let me take you all the way back to like 2009. So in 2009, my father had passed away. We were still driving back and forth to Florida. And so I had 14 hours in the car on the way to Florida and 14 hours in the car on the way back. And I just had so many things going on in my mind. I was the executor of the estate. I was a teacher. You know, I was the mom to two kids that had a lot of extra needs at that time. Finances were tough. We just had so many different things we were doing. I think I had three different direct sales companies I was involved in. I was cleaning houses on the weekends. Like, I had nine Schedule C's on my tax return. If you're not familiar with what that means that I had nine legitimate businesses that I was telling the federal government on my tax return that I had to pay taxes on. So I'm always above board and I pay all of my taxes. So even when I cleaned people's houses, I would report that income to the government. So three direct sales companies, plus tutoring, plus teaching, plus cleaning houses, all the things I was doing. So this was 2009. And I was trying to get a handle on my life. And I've been using the Sunday basket since 2002. That's when I first created it. This is long before Organized 365 was even a thing. Like, I didn't even know I was going to be doing that blog or anything. And I love legal pads. So for me, like a spiral notebook, because it has a cover to it, means that whatever's inside there, like, disappears from my mind. If you look at my computer screen, anything that I want to work on is actually on my computer screen. It's not hidden in any file. Like, I need to see it. I am not a filer. I am a piler. So because I'm a piler and I need to see my work in front of me, I would use legal pads instead of notebooks. And I would have multiple legal pads going at any one time. And at this time, on my way home from Florida, I had so many thoughts of things that I needed to do that for hours, I just sat there and wrote on these legal pads. And it was just a stream of things. Like, you can fit about 30 different things on one page in a legal pad. And I had 10 pages of to-dos. That's 300 to-dos, you guys. It's a ridiculous amount of to-dos. But I bet you've been at a time in your life, or maybe you are right now, where you have the same amount of to-dos. And I could not get my brain around how to even begin to tackle any of these. So I decided that I would turn my legal pad into like a notebook. And I had post-it flags, so little post-it notes, and I used them as if they were like binder dividers. So every single page on a legal pad, I grabbed another legal pad and I started dividing everything out by topic. So what was related to the kids getting ready for back to school? What was medical? What was this direct sales company, that direct sales company, and direct sales company number C? What was related to my getting ready to go back as a teacher? What were the things that needed to be done at the house? What were the bills that needed to be paid, or financial or medical bills? And so you could see, if you looked at my legal pad on the right-hand side, you would have seen all these little tiny post-it notes going down that said, back to school, medical, bills, school, job A, job B, job C. And then I took all of my to-dos on the first legal pad, and I wrote them onto the right page on the second legal pad. And luckily, I had left two pages for each of those, because if you've done my back to school blitz, you know how much stuff is back to school. And at that time, Joey needed a new inhaler, and you had to get the note that would go to school. And then they both needed glasses, and we had to do the dentist. And then you had to go and do your vaccination. So like, there were so many things that I had to get done. I had no idea how I was going to get done in 2 weeks. Doing my legal pad that way, you might be thinking, which I would be thinking, that sounds like fun. I'm going to try to do a legal pad that way. It is fun. It's an organizational project. I enjoyed it very much. However, it is ridiculously overwhelming to see all of those tasks. And also, when I would start crossing off tasks on different lists, maybe you do this, like when the list gets about half checked off, you want to rewrite the list, right? So I'd get it half checked off, and then I'd spend time rewriting that list and moving the post-it note tab back in there. So it got me through that month. And I got most of the things done off of that list. But it was so overwhelming, and there was so much to do at that phase of my life. Every single minute that I wasn't already allocated for something, I would go back to this list and I'd be like, okay, what do I need to do for the home? Okay, what do I need to do for the kids? And I would flip through these different to-do lists and find stuff to fill my time. This set up a horrible habit that I am still trying to break today. And this is where it originated from, that 2008, 2009 years where my entire life came crashing down and I didn't know how to function anymore. And I was trying to get control. Now my house is organized, I have plenty of time, and I find myself feeling guilty if I have time to read a book, or I'll get done watching a couple TV shows and doing my puzzle, and I'll think, you know what? I should do something productive. What's on my to-do list? What can I do now? I don't have a to-do list. This is from the habit and the PTSD that I got from 2009 trying to get that to-do list done, which I did, and it almost killed me, but I got it done. Writing those kinds of to-do lists, while they can get you through a season and they organize everything on your list, they just kill your morale and they stress you out, and it cannot be good for your adrenals, and it definitely was not good for my sleep. As I would go those to-do lists to do one thing or to find out what I needed to do next, I was constantly reminded of all of the things I hadn't done yet. And my brain was trying to filter out all of the scratched out lines of things I had done. So as I would go to that list, I'd be like, okay, I'm ready to spend some time on getting the kids ready for back to school. What can I do next? I would go over to this list and I would see things I had done, things I had not done yet. And instead of seeing one thing and taking it and checking it off the list, I would spend 10 minutes getting totally anxiety-riven, panic-stricken, wondering how I was going to get it all done in the amount of time I had. I didn't have enough money to do everything that was on this list, but nothing was negotiable, like it all was non-negotiable. So what credit card was I going to put it on? Oh my gosh, did I even get the date on the calendar? And sometimes, more often than not, the time that I had allocated, maybe 15 minutes to check something off the list, would be gone and I'd be on to driving the kids somewhere or doing the next thing, and nothing had gotten checked off my list. So taking it from making just a random to-do list to dividing my to-do list into those different tabs definitely helped me, but it didn't help my overwhelm. It didn't help my constant feeling that I was missing something, and it didn't give me any brain space at all. Actually, what would happen is I would start thinking, oh, did I write down that I have to make dentist appointments for the kids? And I would go find this sheet and I would look at it and I'd be like, oh yeah, I did write down that I need to make dentist appointments for the kids. Okay, well, how did that help me? Now I just wasted 5 minutes remembering something that I already reminded myself that I was going to do later. So over time, I started switching to these index cards. It was not a conscious decision. And then I realized a couple of years ago, I don't have a to-do list. And I don't know where the transition happened from 2009 to 2019, where I actually got rid of the to-do list. But the last time I can remember having a to-do list was years ago. I have firmly moved over to index cards. So why do I like index cards? It seems like index cards would get lost and there's no order to index cards, at least on a list. I can go back to the list. I know what to do, right? That's what I thought as well. Here's how I transitioned to index cards. First of all, instead of writing things on a to-do list, I started writing every single thought I had on an index card. And on one index card. So when I'm in the car, sometimes I'll put like two or three thoughts on an index card. But when I get home, I literally cut that index card so that it's three tiny little cards so that every thought has its own card. I know this all is going to seem counterintuitive in the beginning, but stick with me because it really works. So every thought, did I make the dentist appointment for the kids? Here's the thing. You might end up writing that on four different index cards. It is okay. I didn't try to do index cards perfectly, and I didn't try to remember what was on my index cards. I just taught myself the skill of emptying my brain onto little pieces of paper. And it probably took me 18 months to do this consistently. I have index cards in my purse. I have them in my car. I have them in my office. I have them in my makeup area in the bathroom. I have them next to my bed. I have them in the kitchen. I have them in the laundry room. They're really cheap. I have them literally everywhere in this house. If I have a thought and I'm not going to verbally express it to someone, I write it down on paper. Every single thought I have goes down on paper. Here are some of the things I wrote down in the last day. Just general to-do lists. Like I needed to get a new filter for our filter thing. Reminders. I needed to remember to go pick up the prescriptions that were ready. I have to pick up a shirt I was having altered. I have to pick up the dry cleaning. Research. I want to research this book, possibly buy it. I want to download this Audible book. Business ideas. I want to recreate our newsletter in 2020, and I wrote down what that might look like. Gift ideas. Greg told me he was listening to this chef and he likes this chef. I wrote that down as a gift idea. All of these end up on little index cards. So let's move to number two. What are the details about the card? If you're not going to write it in a notebook or on a legal pad, and I also want to say here, if your legal pad or notebook system is working for you, do not change to index cards. Like I was watching an Insta Live of somebody who was explaining all about how their notebook works for them. And I was like, wow, I wish that my brain worked that way. But you could tell that this system 100% worked for her. She should not switch to note cards. Only if you're feeling like I was, overwhelmed, stressed out, and you go to the to-do list, don't actually get anything done. And then you realize, darn it, I just wasted 15 minutes. I didn't even get anything checked off. Then keep listening. Okay, so at the end of the day, I grab my note cards out of the car, out of my purse, off of my desk, and I look through them all. And I decide some of them actually got done during the day. So I might have written down a podcast idea. We recorded this podcast. That note card would go in the trash at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, I go through all of my note cards, throw away as many as possible. Then I look at the remaining note cards. If any of them need to get completed today or before Sunday, then I set them down on my desk or kitchen counter, wherever I am. And the rest get divided into my workbox or my Sunday basket. So if it is an idea that I don't need to do right now, so like it's a book I want to research on Audible, then that note card will just go in my Sunday basket and I'll make that decision on Sunday. If it's a podcast idea, if it's a business idea, and I'm not going to take action on it this week in my business, I throw it in my business workbox and I go through that idea on Friday and decide when it's going to be done. So you write down your notes all day long, every single thought you have on an index card. Anything that got done during the day gets thrown away. Anything that's household related or work related that can wait until the following week gets put in the proper box. And then you might have a couple of things in front of you. Like last night I had picking up the dry cleaning and picking up the prescription still on an index card in front of me. Let's move on to the details. I already mentioned we want one idea on each card. The reason why you want one idea on each card is because if you have a work and a home idea on the same card, which box do you put it in? The Sunday basket or the work box, right? Or if you have two work ideas, one's related to marketing and one's related to customer service, if it's on the same card and you're using the work box system, do you put that idea in the marketing slash bucket or in the customer service slash bucket? So one idea on each card. Now you can write multiple ideas on each card and then you can cut it. So sometimes my index cards become little slivers of paper. Not a problem. That's why I use slash pockets in my Sunday basket and workbox, because you could put a tiny piece of paper in there and it's not going to fall out like it would fall out of a folder or a file folder. Okay, so cut them up. If you have them on one piece of card, you cut them all apart and you throw them into the workboxes. Now here's where some of you are getting tripped up. You want to take your ideas every single day and put it in the right slash pocket. If you have not been listening to Organize 365 and I am new to you and you don't have a grasp of what the Sunday basket is, go ahead over. I have a little podcast called The Sunday Basket. It's just a few episodes and it will explain this household management system that I use for all of my ideas and to-dos to run our home. Once you get started, it will save you 5 hours a week. It's a box with slash pockets in it. Slash pockets are binder inserts that are multicolored and have tabs on them. So they kind of look like files when they're in the box, but they're not files because they're plastic and they're sealed on three sides. And the way we set these up is there are some slash pockets you do every week called the 1.0s. And then there are 2.0 slash pockets, which are more slash pockets divided by certain colors. And those represent different activities in your home or in your work. So for home, the four different colors represent your family, your finances, your house, and yourself. And so you may have a slash pocket or an idea that you wrote down on an index card, which is research this Audible, which is something I'm doing for myself, which would end up in the pink slash pocket. I do not, at the end of every day, take that index card and put it in the pink slash pocket and take my index card about finances and put it in the finance one. That's too detail-oriented. I take my index cards, I just dump them in the proper workbox or Sunday basket. And then when I go through the system on Friday for the workbox or Sunday for the Sunday basket, that's when I read the index cards a second time. Again, some get deleted at that point. Some have already gotten done. And then if there are ideas that are not going to get done the following week, that's when they get sorted into the proper slash pocket. So some of you are trying to sort into slash pockets every night. You don't need to do that step. The other reason why I want one idea on each card is because I'm always writing down podcast ideas, like ideas of things I want to share with you on the podcast. And I just sat down and I'm going to record multiple podcasts at one time. So I took all of those ideas and they're all on individual index cards and I kept moving them around. Like, is this a good podcast for me to be sharing this specific day? So I am sharing this podcast with you the week before Thanksgiving. Hello, you're going into a crazy end of the year. This is a great time for you to start using index cards and start trying it because nobody can keep up with the to-do list at the end of the year. Like, no one, not even me. So adding in index cards to remember your ideas, like, oh, I'm out in the car. Well, I threw some index cards in my purse. I'll write this down so when I get home, I'll add it to my to-do list. That's fine. You don't have to switch to a Sunday basket right now in the middle of the holidays if you don't want to, but you can start adding index cards into your existing to-do list idea and then flip it the other way and take your to-do list and add it into a Sunday basket in the beginning of 2020. So I like that the index cards are individual because I realize that you need to hear this podcast about note cards now. If I shared this podcast about note cards like the week of the holiday, it just wouldn't fit. There is a flow to when I share each story. So I have mapped out in front of me the next 10 podcasts, and I was constantly moving around thinking about, okay, what's happening in the annual calendar at that time? What's happening in the Organized 365 calendar? Like, what kind of energy will you be in? And how will my podcast message perfectly align with what you need to hear at this time when it comes out real time? Okay, so those are all of the details. So we have talked about why I do index cards instead of legal pads or notebooks. And we've talked about how I make my cards and what is on each of the cards. Now, the Sunday basket and the workbox are the systems that use index cards to create what you are going to do next week. Not a to-do list. I don't have a to-do list. The problem with a to-do list, or as my dad called it, a things you haven't done yet list, is that it's never done. There is never an end to a to-do list. And because there is never an end to a to-do list, I never felt like I was allowed to relax. Or, as we talked about in the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if I got to level 3 and I had my to-dos for the day done, all I would do is go back to the to-do list and add more to-dos. I would never allow myself the time or the privilege to move up to level 4 or 5 and feel self-fulfilled and self-actualized as a woman at home because there was always more to do. By writing all of your to-dos down on index cards and tossing them in the Sunday basket, and then on Sunday, going through all of the things that we put in there, all of your ideas, your to-dos, your reminders, your research, your business ideas, your gift ideas, all of them at one time, it forces you to make better choices. Instead of saying, all of this is going to get done this week, it forces you to say, well, what can wait until the following week? And if it can wait, it has to wait. Because when you first start this system, you're not going to have any free time because you can never get through this to-do list. Like, there's more to do than you have time to do. And that's what I want you to see. You can't get through everything on the list. So something's going to have to go. For me, it's cooking. I just buy it all already done. You know what? The family is still fed. They're fine. No one's like emaciated or, you know, they're fine. Everybody's fine since I stopped cooking. And now that I have free time, I haven't taken cooking back because I don't like it. I might like it. People tell me you grow to like it in the future. I'll let you know it hasn't happened yet. There are other things I'd really rather go read a book. Honestly, I'd rather go read a book. That is what I would rather do than cook. But when your to-do list is long, as dinner is next, and you haven't taken the time to think about how do you nourish your family, not what are you cooking for dinner, two totally different questions with the same end result, then you're able to say, you know what, there's way too much on my plate. I'm no longer cooking. So how can we replace my physical cooking with the nourishment my family still needs? Greg does some cooking. We buy some meals already made. We eat out a ridiculous amount of times. It's what we do. It's just what we do. Does the family need to have clean clothing? Yes. Do you need to be a laundress? Not necessarily. You don't have to be the one doing it. So if there's so much on your to-do list that you can't get it all done, when you're looking at it on Sunday and you're looking at your week ahead, that's when you say, you know what? This week, we've got something every single night after work and I have extra reports due and we're out of town the next weekend. We're taking all the laundry to the laundromat and they are doing it this week. Not forever, just this week. Because there's no time for laundry to get done and I would like clean underwear. Thank you very much. So you make that decision for that week. And the Sunday basket allows you to make your decisions week by week by week. If you have a week where you have a lot of extra time, then you could take more of those to-dos and do them. If you have a week where you have very little time, you could take less of the to-dos out of the Sunday basket and do them. So what if it has to be done and there's not enough time? That's the problem, right? We have a lot more that we feel needs to be done and we don't have enough time to do it. I would offer you to have a dialogue of conversation with your spouse, if you have one, with your family that lives with you, with your boss, with whoever, about how it's not working. Like, all these things are not working. If you have a friend that's like me, that is always thinking out of the box and has random ideas for things, tell them, like, here's all the things. I don't see how I could do this differently. Joey's doing this all the time from college now. He'll call me and he'll say, Mom, I have to do all of these things. I'm like, oh, okay, do this one and then this one and then this one. And he's like, oh, that's going to save me time. Or like he's making a social media calendar and he's trying to do it every day in November, every day in December, every day in January. I said, no. Come up with 12 things that you can post every month. Then, so like one is like a throwback post. Go to all of the audio things that you've done in the past, Joey, running live sound for football games and at opening day and for plays, and pick one image and then share that, let's say the third Thursday of every single month. And now you've gotten all 6 months of social media done with one thought. He's like, oh, versus trying to figure out what's your social media going to be every single day, going in chronological order. Just the order in which you do things sometimes saves you so much time. A lot of you are tagging me in posts on Instagram, which I love when you say you've gotten your machines running. You could take the same list of things you need to do in your household, and there is an order that will exponentially save you time. If when you get up, you start the washing machine, you start the dishwasher, you start the crock pot, and then you take your shower, you will save yourself a lot of time because by the time you're dressed and ready, your laundry is ready to go in the dryer and you could start your second load. And then you go make your coffee, you make everybody breakfast, whatever. By the time breakfast is done, the dishwasher is ready to be emptied. The dishes or the stuff in the dryer is ready to be folded. The stuff in the washer is ready to go into the dryer. See what I'm saying? Some of you are thinking this messes up the hot water when you take a shower. Greg says it does, but it doesn't for me. I don't know. We must have different hot water threshold tolerances. I have no problem taking a hot shower when the washing machine is running, but Greg has a problem with it. So just know that. Take a shower, run downstairs in your towel and turn on your washing machine. Get your machines working while you're doing other things. Otherwise, you get through your whole morning, everybody's done, it's 9 a.m., now you're starting the washing machine. Do you see how much further behind you are in getting that actual laundry done? These are the kinds of thoughts I want you to wrestle with on Sunday. As you're looking at all of your to-dos, is there a better order for what you're doing? Is there a better schedule for what you're doing? Is there a better day for you to do some of the tasks that you do repeatedly? I like to do laundry on Friday night and Saturday morning. You might like to do it every morning during the week. This gives you the time to experiment because you're only planning out 1 week at a time. You're not planning out the rest of your life. And as you go through the months of the year, different things will work in different seasons of the year. What you do in the summer for your morning routine is very different than what you do in the fall, is different than what you do in February, and is different than what you do in May. So the Sunday basket gives you permission to change your routines, change how you do things, change what you're delegating and what you are prioritizing. Okay, the last index card that I use is my daily index card. So around 4:30 is when Greg gets home from work, and that's when I try to power down my work. So I will go through my email, I will go through my text messages, and I will go through Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, which is a voice messaging app I use with my team. And I will make sure that any requests that have come to me by text or email or Voxer, I have either addressed or I have printed out the email or written an index card. So I take it out of that medium and I move it into my system. I move it into my paper-based system. Then I look at my calendar for tomorrow. I look at all of my meetings. I look at anything that is scheduled on the day. I look at what I'll be teaching Abby for homeschooling. I craft the email for her that will go out the next morning because she likes to receive it by email, but I do it the night before. I look to see everything on my calendar. Do I need to pack anything in the car? What am I going to wear for my clothing? Is there anybody that I need to remind, which I don't have to do anymore. Thank you, Pat. Pat reminds everybody of my meetings the day before, which is so nice. And as you know, it's so nice. Pat started doing this a couple months ago. She would literally follow up with everybody that was on my calendar and say, hey, you have a meeting with Lisa tomorrow. I just want to make sure you had the link and everything would work. And then I have no cancellations. And the first time she did that, I didn't ask her to do it. And then I was like, oh, I love this. Can you do this like every day? She even does it for me on the weekends. It's awesome. I love it. It's not something I thought to do, but if you have an executive assistant or there's a way that you can get your agenda for the next day, then utilize that resource. So I look, Pat usually sends me that in the afternoon, so I know what I'm doing tomorrow. I look at my schedule for the next day, and every place where there is a space on my calendar, I fill it. So like today, I had a 3-hour space in there and I have filled it with recording these podcasts for you. And every single individual podcast gets its own 1-hour block. So I have a 1-hour block for every podcast. When this one is done and I upload it to Dropbox, I will move on to the next one. The reason why every podcast has its own 1-hour block is because if I don't record 4 and I only record 3, I can drag that extra one over to another day so I don't forget to do it. So I look at my calendar for the next day and I fill it in with whatever I am going to be doing so that my work day is full and I look at what I'm supposed to be doing in the evening. If I was more advanced, I'd also be thinking about what we're eating the next day, but that is not something that I do. When I'm done with that, then I take my index card and I write at the top the day of the week, and then I write down 9:00 Facebook Live, 9:30 Holiday Blitz, 10:15 Call with the Manufacturer, 11:00 Record a Podcast, all the way down. Like my whole entire day is written on one little index card. I like that because I literally can just pair it with my phone and throw it in my back pocket and I always have my schedule for the day. You could tell I'm not very digitally based, right? And then as I go through my day, I just cross out the things. And as anything comes up, like I need to pick up the prescription, I'll just put a little RX over on the side on my index card so I know it needs to be done. The last thing I do is I go through any index cards that I've written during the day or collected out of my purse, and I throw away what I've already done. I put things in the Sunday basket or workbox, or occasionally I'll have a couple of things around 4:30 in the afternoon that have not been finished that I need to finish today. And that then I carry around that index card with me until I get that done. That way, when it's 7:00 at night and I come up and draw my bath and I do my puzzle and I watch TV and I read my book, I will think to myself, boy, I should be doing something. But I know there's nothing left to do because it's either waiting for me in a workbox or it's waiting for me in a Sunday basket or it's on my schedule to do tomorrow. There's nothing for me to do. I tried to do this last night. I was like, well, I'll knock one more thing off of my to-do list. And because I don't have a to-do list, I didn't fall into that bad old habit. And instead, I picked up a book and I read it for an hour. So I hope this gives you a little bit more insight into all these index cards I'm always talking about, why I switched to index cards, what I write on each index card, where it goes and lives until it becomes something on my calendar to do, and how I write my daily schedule of the week. All right, you guys, have a great week. Next week is Thanksgiving. I can't wait to talk to you.